Welcome, everyone. I am Robin Bella. Thank you for joining me today. There is a lot going on in the world, but what's most that everyone is going through is fear. We're going to talk about this and also focus on healing and prayer at the end of this call. I will also take your questions later in the call. So it is very clear what we are going through is historic, difficult for those experiencing it with virus and also for many who are affected by complete shutdown. We know this is the time God wants us to slow down, to think. Think what we have been doing as a collective to the planet. Think how disconnected we have been with God, our soul. It is a call to home in every way. This complete shutdown, there is silence on the planet. There is regeneration taking place on the planet Earth. For the first time, Himalayan mountains are visible in Jalandhar City in India in decades because pollution has come down due to the shutdown. We are seeing more birds flying. Even elephant was seen roaming in Dehradun City in India. People have been posting so many incidences like these on social media, where we are able to see how nature is being alive, vibrant, and is thriving. God's will has taken place, even when we did not care for the environment. We think our actions are not counted. Everything is. So you will see many things in the society that is not of the good will start deconstructing. Because God's will is about what's good for all, for the planet as well. Those who have been connected to God are able to navigate through the situation. It's harder, but peace and solutions are always found. Those who have never looked inwards, but only towards physical appearance and material world, God has just shown what truly matters. Love, peace, and joy in real is available within ourselves and not in this outer material world. We feel best when we are sharing this love and peace with our loved ones too. So a lot of people who are not connected to loved ones are connecting now. So there is a complete process of healing going on in many levels on the planet right now, in people's lives. It's time to listen within, to our breath. Be mindful. Be very careful of thoughts we put in our minds. The fear is a place where we lose ourselves. And when you are surrounded by the negative news, it's your responsibility to care for your mind even more. Just like before this epidemic, you focused on thinking well for yourself, to do well in life. This is true still, just needs a bit more effort. And this is more important, of course, more than ever before. So those who've never been in that mindset before will struggle more at this time. It is truly the test of faith. The ones who are connecting to it and realizing what matters will find solutions. You know, this is what is all that is important right now, that we focus on having the faith, finding our peace within ourselves. Because once we get to that place, we can find solutions to bigger problems. But the ones who are drowning in fear are disconnected from God and are not totally in tune with what's possible for them, what support is possible. It is truly a call to home to God. God's world is being created. God's will was always what we should follow before, and now God has made it clear even more, those who are not listening. So there's really no doubt about it. He knows the best for us. So there's a clearing going on right now on the planet Earth. A purging of the old ways, negative thinking. Because only who choose to think the other way will win this battle. A path of faith can only bring success and not fear. So you can choose fear or faith at each moment. You can see the world's situations, but come back to your time with God and give your fears to Him and ask for peace. Don't be overwhelmed with what's going on around. Always look to find your peace within, reconnecting to God. It's important to stay in your own energies, be grounded and not be overwhelmed and be all over the place with fear. It is a time of resurrection too, with the Easter around, just around the corner actually. And there's the energy on planet that's changing the world from a fearful to a peaceful place. It's in the process right now. So this is the time, as the process is on, we are having to look within. See all the good and the bad deeds done in life too. It is a time of mental strength on many levels. From what, as a healer as well, I understand what this virus is. I see that it is subtle and powerful when it begins. So, because it's subtle, you may not realize for a long time. So that's why there are so many people with symptoms, with no symptoms, but are, when they're tested, they're shown as positive. So as a healer, I understand that it's like you feel numb inside. So you don't realize your body is ill and shutting down. That's why even breathing is not in control in the end. It's like you have anesthesia and you have no real sensation or realization of what the body feels unless you really, you know, tune in and are used to doing things like meditation and listening within. So, or you will just notice when the symptoms have gone worse, but then the virus is powerful to handle. So for those, all of you at home, this is the time more and more to spend time in meditation, prayer, breathing exercises, spend time in fresh air, do exercise like yoga, journaling. All these will be of great benefit for you to be balanced. So you really have to be prepared in your mind to keep a check, a vigilant check of your energies, how you're feeling at all times, so that you feel in charge of yourself, of your process. Even if you're going through it, the more you should do this. Because when somebody gets it, it is obviously contagious. So that accident can happen anytime, right? So we have to not notice it when it's way down the line and it's hard to control, but before. And those who are looking inwards and are used to looking inwards, I'm seeing that they're able to tackle it much better. It's possible that your life is so busy that you're not finding time to look within, and now this is the time to look within anyways. So use this to find your balance, and then you'll find more confidence that you're taken care of. That's something that I would just suggest from my observation. And you can also find support from distance energy healing to support your mind and body. You know, I do that all the time with clients all over the world. And this is something I do apart from my usual coaching work. This is something I used to do in the past a lot. And I know that this is more needed now. And I offer that on my website. Only if you're looking inwards, you will notice how your body is feeling. And you can start supporting it as well quickly if you do sense some symptoms. So your well-being is in your hands. When you do feel not right, you should take the steps you need to. Not feeling much inside can make you feel spaced out even with fears. So sometimes fears can make you feel spaced out so you are not able to tune inside you when all is well inside, and you make your body sick for no reason as well. Though it's not the virus, but in general, you feel unwell. And sometimes fears are strong, so the body does get influenced. So the more you choose what you are planning to see all the time, think, read, talk about, is important. You know, it's all about what you want for yourself that you want to focus on, because that's what you will start seeing more in the outer world than in your experience. And that part where you focus on your mindset will help you start building your mental strength, even if you have the symptoms or if you're just worried, either way. So only when we are in a place of peace, when we tune inside inwards, we tune into God, we find the peace, we are connected to God, and we can pray for what we need then more But when we don't have clarity, there's confusion with worries, we're not even tuning in for what we need. And when you're sitting in that space of confusion, if you have some problems going on, no solutions will appear as well. So it's important that we come to a place of peace. And when we pray, we keep the faith that God's heard our prayers. To help one calm and also find healing, to breathe better, you can repeat in your mind, God's light is shining in me. God's love is shining in me. God's peace is shining in me. And if you breathe slowly and deeply, as you say, for a long period of time, it will offer you balance, healing, and more feeling of oneness with God, and that surety that God is with you. And the love for God is all that's needed to connect to God. Just love Him. So, more usually people are focusing on praying for all the things we want, but we're not really tuning into the space of loving God. Because when we're loving God and we're sitting in a place of peace, we have the faith that we're already feeling good, because you can see, feel that peace and love. Then you can already sense all is well. Then those prayer and questions become meaningless, actually, because you know God's already heard and He's with you right now and He's in charge. So you're just relaxed. You're chilling out now. That's what it should be. Every day we say a prayer and then we chill out the whole day and doing things we can entertain our minds, doing things with what we like to do, work, everything, knowing with full faith that our solution is appearing. So sitting in with God can be wordless and just feeling the love. It doesn't even have to be with words. So it's all about when we devote our time to God in silence and loving and appreciating God, we come to a place of miracles and joy inside. We feel lighter and peaceful. The more we can spend time doing it, the more support we will have for everything. Problems in our lives have always been there. But it's our faith, mindset, and prayers that help us really navigate through everything in the best way we can. With God, you know, we can navigate through these situations from a place of peace and calm within as well. So you could be surrounded with, you can be surrounded by chaos, but you're still sitting in peace, right? So the prayer line to ask for joy and peace is really the most important prayer. Because when we get to that stage where we can feel peace, we are actually in a place to receive the healing and solutions. Most of us at home are all well, but are just sitting in fear. And the fear is making our minds sick in a way, not feel good about ourselves, our bodies, our lives. Remember, your mind can be holy if we choose to release fears to God and ask for peace in return. For patience, strength, ease, and joy within. God's love and peace are unconditional. They were offered to you when you were born. You were born happy and peaceful. You don't have to achieve anything to have them, but pray to feel peaceful right now. Because what we do is we pray that one day we will find the peace. We don't say we want it now. We don't say we want the abundance now, the success now. Everything in our lives is somewhere down the line in our future. But we start with the feeling right now. That's how we create in the outer world for everything we want. And joy and peace is just a feeling that God gives you instantly. It's not something you need to manifest in the outer world. You start from within and then expand it to the outer world. That's how it works. And everyone really thinks that we will be peaceful, joyful when we achieve perfection in our lives and the outer world. And we know now that the outer world can change only when we change our inner world. When we think of peace and then allow thoughts of success within our minds, we can get God's support and miracles unfold naturally. Because miracles are meant to be natural. If only you asked and kept that faith. But if we sit in fear, expecting the worst, give up on all hopes and dreams, and take no action steps, or even pray and ask for solution, then you remain there. In fact, any attempt of prayer in faith is useless, I would say, because prayers are answered when mind has no doubt or fears that it'll happen, that God's taking care, that you're worth it, that you can receive all that you're asking. Because you're God's perfect child and you deserve everything. It requires clear decision to be peaceful and what you want. And then have faith that the results will show up as you relax. The key to manifestation is determination, faith, and then surrender, which means stop thinking and worrying about that all the time and do something else in your day, because you've given, or rather handed, your problem to God to sort it out for you. So now you just relax and be in a joyful place, because now opportunities, ideas, things will just start coming. Or perhaps your healing that you're asking for will come, or the solution to your healing will come. So make sure you ask what you really want and not what you think can have. Because whatever you ask, you will receive. If you think your life is going to be harder and you want to make it a longer process to get what you want, and you think, I'll just do with this first and then later that, it's your choice. It's your decision. God will support you whatever you're thinking. So why not think more for yourself? Why not ask for the miracles of joy and peace right away, for abundance, for success, for your dreams to go forward? It's probably going to be in a different process than the normal, because things have changed in the world a lot actually, but you're fine, you're capable as you were yesterday. It's just you have to think out of the box to do certain things. And most likely it's a way you never thought before, and you'll be like, wow, I can do this way as well. So when we put it in God's hands, expect miracles. And I know that there are many businesses who are thriving still in this time. And they are writing posts on social media on how they're dealing with it and what you need to do. And I have found that one key thing most of them have in common is their mindset, because they never said or believed that they will not be able to be successful. So you may change your style of doing certain things, but don't change your mindset. And it's that is key. That's faith in God. So, you know, for God, nothing is impossible. And only what we need to do is stop our resistance to what we want and ask clearly and boldly. When we are sure this is what we want, then God supports to find the solution if you are in a place where you need that. And faith requires a lot of surrendering, where you have to be in a place of uncertainty for a while till you find the answer. But you're very clear in your mind, that's where I'm going. That's called faith. And that's when you get to success. And that's the characteristic of a person who has the success mindset. So I have some questions to answer here. I think all may benefit listening to these answers as you may be experiencing them as well. And then I will be doing our group healing prayer. So I had an email from Jenny Mayer. She says she has not been a fan of media. So she says that I have ignored it and it angers me, as I know in my heart that this has not come from a good place. So how can we trust that God has created it? Or am I misunderstanding? And I have another question. How do we stay connected to God through all of this and disconnect from negativity around? So thank you for this question, Jenny. I have answered in today's seminar about how to remain away from this negativity and fears that we are seeing right now. And yes, limiting media is helpful than watching all day. And stay away from this and stay more in your energies rather. Create your sacred mind, your own world. Pray for others and know you are with God. So peace and joy is with you. And you can spend in quiet space your time with God for that, to build that more. And about the question if God created this, yes, everything happens by His will. As I mentioned, all is happening as a consequence of our actions. So healing and renewal needs to happen. The world is shut down for a reason, and we need to stop fighting that. Accept this as a new norm for now and live our best possible that we can from this space. So how we live now also will determine how long will this period be. If we are careless, the longer this period will be. Maybe more lives in danger too. So it's a time to be very vigilant about what we are doing in our lives. Time to be slow, mindful of everything. The world is slow, but God's support and manifestation is at the same speed. So pray for anything you want, for self and others. More good vibes we feed our minds and those around, the more the energy on the planet will change from fear to love. And more peace and healing as well will come. So thank you for this question, Jenny. And I have another question from Scott Meal. I need God and my spirit guides to lift my depression. I feel abandoned. I ask God to put joy in me. Thank you, Scott, for your request. I will include your prayer in today's prayer. group prayer, and I also suggest to join my members program. It's the Miracles with the Divine. It's free for the first month, and I feel you need a bit of support to help you pull out of depression and find faith in God. Prayers done in faith are heard. So please just pray with that intention and ask even God to show you how to have faith if that's what you feel you're not having. So peace is instant when you do a prayer in faith, because that is where we, you know, when we do pray, we pray hoping God will hear. We pray hoping that God will get us what we want. We got to pray in faith and then surrender. And that's when God knows you are 100% into Him. So also please do get in touch if you like me to support you in any way, one-to-one. But please pray in faith and knowing God's heard your prayer and you're getting peace and joy now. You were born with it. So thank you, Scott. And Sucheta Rawal's question is, when will the world open again? Thanks for putting a question, Sucheta. I sense impatience, and I think many people are unable to do and live lives in the way they would like. It's a call for exploring inwards, living life with joy still, but differently for some time. It's going to be a while, so it's best to stop the resistance to change, but embrace it and pray God to show you what you can enjoy and feel on purpose while at home. So maybe you need some direction there. When you ask, the answers come soon. So instead of resistance, just ask and look for the next thing you need to be doing. So thanks for the question. And Chris Preston is here. His prayer request is for finance and new car. As we know, in difficult times too, God is hearing all you want. Pray in faith. There is no big or small request for God. I'm actually releasing a brand new program called Divine Success Manifestation Accelerator. It is for business owners or people at work who like to create more success and abundance. God supports our success, and I share more deeply there in a long-term program. And currently, I'm working with some people already. It includes an online members site as well. And so if you or anyone is interested in it, are welcome to send me an email at mail@robinbella.co.uk with what you need support for. If this program can help, I will then schedule a time to speak with you on Zoom one-to-one to talk more about it. And then you can see if you'd like to join. So thanks for the question, Chris. And I have a prayer request from Anit Kaloon for prayer for family. I will include that. Thank you. And then I have a prayer request from Manpreet Gill for deep emotional and physical healing. So thank you for that request. I will include that in our prayer. And I support the idea that you also think of doing some more work deeply on this. Obviously, it feels like you need that. It suggests to work deeply with God and perhaps join my online members program for Miracles with the Divine. It's free for the first month and only $7.99 after that if you like to continue. You will find a lot of healing support there. And I may know you, I think. Either way, do drop me a message if you want. You can always have a one-to-one session with me. Grief, emotional healing, can all be healed by God very quickly. And also physical healing is supported by God very strongly. So if we surrender and we pray, these are the key things that can show us the way, the next steps. But sometimes we need someone else to guide if you have never done it before. So please do not hesitate to get in touch. Also to everyone, if you're thinking that you need support, the best gift you can give yourself at this time is to take care of yourself, because once you have the balance, you can do more things for yourself that you need to. So you can get from me, you can get life coaching, energy healing, and of course I'm supporting businesses as well. So wherever your issues are, to join, you can join one of my member programs, and you can find your balance at this time when this outer world is so much out of balance. So we need to really find our grounding, our balance within right now more than ever before. Outer world's low energies can drag our faith down, our energies, our emotions very quickly. And it's important to be balanced in our minds and our bodies more than ever before. So we really need to take care. So thank you for the request again, Manpreet. If you have anything else to add, just feel free to let me know. Because I think I see you online. I think I also see somebody else who I answered. Well, if any of those people who have answered are online and you want to ask anything more, just let me know here. Because sometimes I see our questions are asked well before the event starts on the registration page. So I will now get to a prayer for today. So please close your eyes. Dear God, we are in a new world you're designing. Please help us to navigate through this peacefully. Give us your patience. Give us the ability to look within for our needs. Be mindful and calm. We place all our fears in the mind, for the world, for expecting the worst, for ourselves and the planet, in your hands. God, we pray to be home with you. Be cradled in your comforting arms. We pray to not have to worry about anything. We are ready to be still and hear your will. We are ready to surrender all our problems so you can show us the way. God, please give us your strength and peace in mind as we breathe with it. Breathe deeply. We feel peace in every cell of our body. This peace is God's unconditional gift. We breathe in slowly and deeply into our belly and breathe out slowly. As you breathe again, affirm, God's peace is shining in me. And breathe in and out. You do that again to really bring in God's peace. Let it sink in deep. Feel each breath clearing away all the anxiety, tension, and is replacing by God's beautiful gift of peace. And as you breathe, again, you breathe in saying, God's love is shining in me now. And breathe in God's love into every cell of your body. Breathing deeply from your belly. Now God's powerful healing light is shining in you. And you breathe in deeply and intend God's healing light is shining in every cell of my body. This light is strengthening every part of my body. And you're breathing in deeply, feeling into the strength, the connection to God, the peace. God, we pray. Your peace love and healing is shining in every cell of our bodies. Give us your strength. Give us a deeper understanding, God, of what our bodies need at this time. And help us spend more time with you, like this on a daily basis. So we are balanced, grounded with your presence, and have full support from you. God, please strengthen our faith that as we feel peaceful, we know you are hearing us. We place all that's worrying in our minds into your hands and surrender 100% and let go of that outcome. And know that you are taking care of everything. We place all victims of coronavirus and NHS staff and all workers in this time in your hands. We pray, we see this love and light and peace surrounding them, protecting them, giving them strength. All the medical staff all over the world who are in this process, who are fighting for this cause, are in here. And when I'm saying NHS staff in the UK, but I mean medical staff from the world. Everybody who are in this place of some kind of war for us, you know, that they're fighting for us. Whether they're in the medicine field or they are in the supermarkets, delivery people, or they are police men, officers, everybody, God, we are so grateful that you have them in our lives so that we can be at home. Just protect them, God, with your strength, with your light. And we're almost lending our light here to this section of people and those who are going through this period of sickness that is, they're in the hospitals or they're at homes, either way, but they're going through this virus situation. We see them in light. We see that we're lending them this light, the strength, the peace, the joy. We also have our Prime Minister in the UK, where I am at, Boris Johnson. We pray for him, for his strength to recover. And now, I'd like you to bring your awareness back to you. As we have given all our worries and anxieties to God, God is in charge of us and everybody. And I'd like you to just imagine for yourself like there's a shower of light on you, like a torch of light or the sun's rays coming from above. It's pure. And this light is constant and it covers your entire body. We intend and pray for God's healing light above us so we can bathe, nourish, and nurture our minds, hearts, and body in it. Every cell in our body is touched by this healing light of God. This is lifting us, energizing us. Breathe deeply and slowly and let the light do its work. You don't have to do anything. That's what is the process when we work with God. We don't do anything. We just keep the faith. When we ask. And as you breathe, this light is clearing all the dark, lower energies and fears. We pray, God, that our minds are holy and filled with your vision, your thoughts and words of peace, joy, strength, patience, and faith. That only is what is true for us before and now as well, more than ever before. With you, God, fear is a stranger. We have all the miracles surrounding us with you, with us. We are living our highest potential through your vision and not the world's vision. We see we can manifest our dreams and our solutions when we surrender all to you and focus on being peaceful. All day. We pray for peace all day today, God, and help us remember to ask for this from you every day. Help us remember to keep the faith. Help us to stay connected with you on a daily basis. So more than ever before, we need to be connected with you so we are strong. And we're not taken by surprise by the world's situations and things. We can stay grounded. And God, we pray for Scott Meal that he be lifted from depression and is in your light now and is filled with your joy, your blessings. Please show him the way to that every day. On how to keep the faith in you. And we pray for Chris Preston for financial abundance and car. We pray he sees nothing is impossible to think for success and growth when you are with him. And we pray for Anit Kellon's family well-being. We see them in love and light of yours, God. Please keep them safe and protected. And lastly, we pray for Manpreet Gill for her emotional and physical healing. We see her in your loving and healing light. We see her pain is dissolved by your light. We see peace and joy from you in her that's growing more and more. We pray she's whole and healed. Please guide her for all she needs. Thank you, God. for hearing all our prayers. We see the world healed in light. The light showering on earth is lifting the energies deeply. As the light we see is constant like the sun. So when God's light we are seeing shining on this planet above, imagine it above the planet, and it's just sinking in deeply to every person, every blade of grass. The light we have is right now within our group here, and those listening later, is being shared by the world. As we share, we grow together in our energies. This light, as we breathe, the light is shining brighter and brighter. It's giving strength, immunization. It's giving our minds and bodies strength. It's giving us peace. It's giving us support that we need, that we don't even know yet that we need. It's giving us solutions that we have not found yet. It's giving us hope for the new world. That's going to be very beautiful. So let us look forward to that more, that we shall get through this peacefully as possible. With God by our side, we are supported for everything. And this is the time when God's miracles will be witnessed more and more. And you will see your capabilities more and more too, because you see that you can do things the way you never done before. It's an amazing time as well, for so many ways and things that we don't know yet, and perhaps are blessings in disguise. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayers, for shining your light on all of us. And you all can open your eyes. So thank you all for being here. I am grateful for your presence and participation and in growing this light together. I will most likely put this session for free as well for more people to benefit at this time. And you're welcome to share this link that you get on the email. And also to those who are listening to the seminar and you want to be part of my next seminars for free, please be sure to be part of my newsletter. Just join from my website online, which is www.robinbella.co.uk. So it's R-O-B-I-N-B-E-L-A. And from there, then you will know of all the other free seminars that I'll do, you can be part of. And of course, if you're wanting to do more and you want more support, I'll do my best for you at this time. So thank you all for being here again, and be well, be peaceful, and be safe. All my love.